Hey guys, what's going on? This is Vince Royale hanging out with Annie Talks. When I'm not doing comedy, rapping, or acting, I'm listening to Annie Talks. Check them out on Twitch and every other live stream and on YouTube.
Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Buddy on Twitch land and wherever you are viewing us, we're so excited that you're here. We have Vince Royale. Everybody say hello to Vince. Everybody, if you could just chat, spam some emotes in our chat there and let everybody know that you're welcoming Vince. Some of you guys have already welcomed him today, so thank you all so very much for doing that. I'm turning down my microphone here, guys, sorry. And this is how dedicated Vince is. He is on set, or will be on set very, very soon. He is calling in and joining us from Ontario, the city of Ontario here in California, and he's getting ready to go on set. This is how dedicated he is. He's getting ready to go on set to do a live comedy set, so we're grateful to have him here. Everybody say thank you and welcome to Vince Royale. Yay!
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm actually here at the Ontario Mills. You can see there's people shopping for, I guess, back to school sales.
Oh my gosh.
We're going back to school. So that's what's going on behind me. So forgive me. There's random strangers walking behind me.
Yeah. Well, we're just grateful that he's here. So everybody, let me just quickly tell you a little bit about who Vince is. Real good friend of mine. I've met him years and years ago. I met him actually. Vince, how did we meet? We met like through comedy.
We met at one of my shows at the Improv.
Right. And then right afterwards, I was doing some work for him for a nonprofit organization. And then it just kind of trickled down to what it is today. So I'm really grateful to have Vince as a really good friend. He's a fellow entertainment enthusiast, comedy actor, singer, songwriter, all that. So let me just tell you a little bit about who Vince is. He is a Jersey native. Vince Royale was always the class clown and hip-hop fan, though he never thought comedy or music would be his career. Currently, he lives in Los Angeles. He's the former homeless salesman turned stand-up comedian, actor, rapper, is currently on the Netflix. Thank you so much for that. Oh, goodness. Oh, I've got a raid. Oh, boy. Right. Hello, raid. Hold on. Oh, my Lord. Well, hopefully we don't have... Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thanks, Spider Monkey. Thank you so much for that raid and your 11 viewers. Thank you so, so very much. Excuse me. So we're just introducing Vince Royale. Oh my gosh, I gotta turn that off. It's so loud. Okay, so let me just quickly tell you a little bit of who he is. Again, he is on this Netflix original series, Cooking on High. He has appeared on in the entire season of MTV's Bad Sex, Laughs on Fox, Stand Up and Deliver on Hulu, Not for Nothing on Amazon Prime, and currently on the horror comedy film Attack of the Killer Donuts on Showtime. Vince has been regularly performing in Los Angeles hotspots, New York nightclubs, and touring internationally for nearly a decade. He is extremely down to earth and full of charisma and has an uncanny ability to turn the things he sees into hilarity. Vince Royale also performs as multiple sketch characters, which he incorporates into his stand-up, parody music videos, and comedy sketches, and social media networks all over. He is currently working on two comedy rap albums called Idiosymphony and Character Flaws, where he raps as his various characters and personas. He says that he has passion for comedy, music, ability to do what he loves in front of an audience, and is indeed a blessing. Vince utilizes his talents to inspire and promote positivity. He organizes uses its comedy, music events for fundraisers, and donation drives to benefit orphanages and homeless shelters in the U.S. and abroad. Everybody, please, please, please welcome Vince Royal.
Boom, Vince Royal. Wow, that's a lot of information about me. That
yeah.
Thank you so much, Annie. Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am new to Twitch, so I actually didn't know I created an account a few months ago. I've just never been on that. I've never been active, so it's just floating around.
Well, we're gonna try to convince you to download the Twitch Sings app so we can all just, you know, join in and sing along with you and that kind of stuff. So I'll tell you all about it later. But everybody, thank you so much for being here. Thank you again, Spider Monkey, for that raid. Crimson Wabbit, thank you so much for joining. Evie, thank you. Jean, I think we have a few more people. Ivan, thank you so much.
I like that name, Spider Monkey.
Spider Monkey, you're his favorite today. Woo! So let's get started, Vince. I know Vince, like I said, he is on, he's next door, right next door to the Ontario Improv, where he will be going on set for his set tonight, his comedy set tonight.
He's doing a guest spot tonight, but I'm actually going to be headlining there on August 28th.
Very cool.
So if you guys message Annie or myself, I can get you guys some VIP tickets.
There you go. We'll go. I'm coming. We're going for sure. So, Vince, why don't you fill in the gaps? I gave you this long intro. Why don't you fill in the gaps? Maybe just some things that weren't brought up in this bio that's leading up to who Vince is today.
Oh, well, obviously now I'm doing comedy. I'm acting. I'm working on two comedy rap albums. So for those that are not familiar with my work, outside of stand-up, I do like comedy rap videos, and it's all over like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and I do I rap as multiple characters. So if you guys were to see me live, I transform into these different characters. I do comedy as each character, and I also rap as each character. So when you get a chance, check out my videos online, and you'll get an idea of what I do. And I'm really excited.
Okay. Go ahead. No, how did you go from salesman to comedian?
You know, I when my parents were always working, they weren't around, so I had to get a job at a really young age. My parents separated, so I was being raised by my mother, so it was just her working. So I had to get a job. My first job was when I was 14 years old, working at a bowling alley. And I think I worked different fast food restaurants. And then I ended up selling Tupperware. Oh. And then when I started selling Tupperware, I realized I was really good at sales. Like I was the number one salesman. I was about 16 or 17 years old. I would go door to door, knocking on people's doors, residential and businesses, and sell Tupperware.
Wow.
And I just been selling everything from Cutco knives to natural health drinks to vitamin pills. So I've been doing sales all my life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So now, okay. But then what intrigued you about comedy? I mean, how was comedy a choice for you?
It wasn't really a choice to me. I really went to school for, you know, business and marketing. And while I was in school, I was always into music or marketing. I thought I was going to start my own record label and be like the next record label guru. That was my goal, career goal. So comedy was something I stumbled upon 10 years ago, stand-up comedy. I was going through a deep depression, and I had a breakup with a young lady that I really was in love with. So I decided I'm going to be a professional alcoholic. I hang out at bars. I was hanging out and sometimes they would have random comedy nights. So I would sit there drinking and watch other comics spill their guts out. And so I said, you know what? I can do this. So I had a little bit of liquid courage the first few times I went up. I started doing stand up and just ranting about my life, and people were laughing. I won a few comedy contests, and I said, you know what? I'm hooked. I'm going to do this, and then I never look back. I've been doing stand-up for about 10 years now, but I've also always had a passion for marketing and music, so now I'm able to incorporate both creative outlets together.
Now, were you always in music as well, or how did that come into into play with your characters in your comedy?
Yeah, so like I said in my bio, always been a big fan of music and hip hop. I grew up around that, so I've always been a fan of that. And I thought I was going to start my own record label. I thought I was going to work for a major record label, do behind the scenes. And I've always wrote raps since I was like 13, 14 years old. And I didn't know how to incorporate it until up until like 3 years ago. So I would just, I was creative, started rapping as different characters. And I said, wow, this is fun. So then when I started doing that, I said, you know what? I can actually make my raps very funny and creative by incorporating different styles and different characters. So the album that I'm actually working on that I'm about to release now is called Idiosymphony, which is a collective of all my characters rapping as their own personas, their own styles, and it just sounds like a symphony. And that's why, I call it Idiosymphony, just a bunch of idiots rhyming together.
Now you also have this one I guess group of genre called character flaws. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, no, that's actually the second album that I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
So Character Flaws was initially the first album I was working on, but I said I recorded enough material for me to put out two projects. So I said, well, I don't want to release that Character Flaws album yet because I have these I have like 12 new tracks that I wanted to put out before that, the actual Character Flaws album. So that's why I said, you know what, I'm gonna release two EPs before
Okay.
the character. So Character Flaws is actually the name of the originally what I named the album. But
Okay.
I said, I have enough for two albums. Let me release one book prior to Character Flaws, which is Idiosymphony.
Got it. So here I'm showing a picture. You can't see this, but I'm showing a picture here of that the I think a couple years ago when you were headlining at the Brea Improv, which is where you and I met. And then from there, we just kind of formed this really, really good friendship. And then every time he comes around locally, now he moved here to California. He was once more East Coast Central. But now he's here in Los Angeles, and this is where I met him actually at the Brea
Yeah,
Improv years ago.
I grew up in Jersey City, New Jersey. I lived in New York, and I moved to California around 2008. So yeah, I've been here, but I've been going back and forth. I've been traveling because I still have my mother back home and family members. So I go to visit during the holidays, and I still tour and do shows in spots around the country.
Awesome. So we're seeing a graphic here of where you'll be headlining at the Ontario Improv on August 28th. And like he says, if you're local, if anybody's local and would like to attend a show, let me know. And then are you, now everybody has access to Vince on Twitch, so you can actually even message him, or you can message me and just let me know
And the
if
cool
you're
thing
local
about my
here.
shows, it's not just stand up. I incorporate music and multimedia. So I show videos, I do stand up, I rap, I have a DJ. So it's like it's a whole interactive multimedia experience.
Right.
So that's what's unique about it.
awesome just want to say hello to chat. Hello Rice, thank you so much for joining. So Vince, I want to show a video. Which one of these videos do you want to show? I know Vince can't see what we're going to see, so we're going to kind of have to paint the picture for him. But which one of these videos do you think we could
I
show?
actually, you know what, I forgot to mention, I have a video on YouTube. It's called Vince. If you search Vince Royale Pimp, which features three of my characters: Peanut Butter the Pimp, he's a blind pimp, and then Rocky Scambucks the mobster,
Oh, okay. It's
and then.
not the new mama. You want to do the other one? Which one is that one? I'm just
Yeah,
trying to.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have told you that.
It's
So it's
okay.
this one I just thought about because it has three of my characters.
It's called Vince Royale Pimp. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Hi,
Google that
guys.
one, or you could do Me, Myself, and Who, Vince Royale.
Okay, hold on. Me,
Now,
sorry. Me, myself, and who?
yeah,
Okay.
and then put Vince, and it should pop up, and it'll have a picture of
Oh,
one of my
okay.
characters, Eddie.
Okay, guys, we're gonna take a look at this real quick. So give me 1 second. I'm gonna switch on over to this so you guys, Vince won't hear it. He won't be able to see it, but then we'll see it in its entirety. So here is Vince Royale and Vince.
This is Eddie Logan, Rocky Scambox, and Bruno Bars, the Filipino immigrant. So it's a nerd, the mobster, and the immigrant rapper.
Welcome, class, to the first day of school. We're gonna go around and introduce ourselves, so let's start by telling me a little bit about you.
Intro.
Oh yeah, they're like in the classroom now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hi guys. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about myself, okay?
My name is Eddie.
I'm allergic to egg whites. My head itches. I think I have some head lice. I get nervous like when a deer sees headlights. One time I was hit in the head, lead pipes. Bullied in school every day was a nuisance. They hate me because I'm a straight A student. Oh well, I still helped them with the homework. I went to puberty but never had a growth spurt. I get anxious. People say relax, bro. I need coffee, non-dairy.
Yeah,
I'm lactose. 12 years old in the body of a grown man. Playing Warcraft's my kind of romance.
Yeah, Eddie has lactose.
I'm a fanatic with my toys and gadgets.
Toys
video
and gadgets.
Games with some awesome graphics. Got PlayStation 4, tablet, an Xbox, a Mac, a PC.
4.
I customize my desktop. High-speed internet.
All that.
I never have a dead spot. You never ever see me renting from a red box. Got a web page so I can write a tech blog. I need
You're
friends.
Just gonna show clips, right?
Pet rocks.
I was just gonna show this video.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Eddie. You need to man up and stop crying. This is
man
Uncle
up
Rocky.
And stop crying.
I'll tell you how to
That's
do this.
Rocky Scambo.
Most of you chase American
so
dreams.
This is where he
man,
plays
so
his
slim.
Different characters, you guys.
Scheme. I stay working so I'm
stacking
my green and some really
Gangsta.
Wonderful man and machine.
Yeah.
Huh. It's Rocky, man. I double up your dollars. A ladies, man, I'm scooping up your daughters. I got Lambos, Mercedes,
Lambos, Mercedes.
A rock star like I'm Jimi Hendrix.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Godfather, good fella with the mob ways. Scam bucks, modern day Scarface. Yo, say hello to my little Glock. I get away when the pay off a city cop. I'm the boss like I'm Sonny in Bronx Tale. Wife in New York, lady in Scottsdale. The rock wild and type of dog breed. I sell you
ladies
anything like
Rocky.
Gold for Wall Street. Brooklyn, baby. Okay.
Brooklyn, baby. Now,
this
Bruno Bars.
Bruno
here, guys. Bruno Bars, Filipino.
The there you go. A boy from the Philippines. Manila.
Bruno Bars, I want to date Miss Philippines. The beauty queen, cause I'm the Manila king. Make
Manila
you move
king.
Like dancing, pinnacling. Karaoke all night, hear me sing. Pinoy idol, girls ask sino yan. Treat you right if you cook me sinigang.
Sinigang.
Lechon, make the night so perfect. I want girlfriends, guys are nurses. Overseas Filipino
guys
workers.
Guys are nurses.
You have Skype but internet slow server. I know
right, eat rice,
Jesus
I know.
Mario said, immigrations
Go
at
eat
my
rice.
Doorstep.
That accent
they want to
is
send
on
me
point.
Back to Duterte. I'll perform at the local.
That's how everyone sounds in my family.
On the microphone, Bruno, so fresh. Pandesal, I want to bring some more
Pandesal.
Bread. You're not ready for that.
Not ready
Bruno
for that.
Bars. So fresh.
So fresh.
Wow, that was amazing, Bruno. You're really cool. This is Rocky.
This is Rocky.
We're here with Bruno and Eddie.
With Bruno baby. And Eddie.
You this to tell you that.
Do you film? I mean, obviously you don't film, but do you do all the editing yourself?
Sometimes I between me and my crew, we do editing. So we have fun with the videos. We just want to make it fun.
Yeah.
Something that we like to play with.
Awesome. What'd you guys think of that? Was that cool? Oh, we have a comment here. It says, "Remind me of Alf D. Alf." Too funny. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a sample of some of the things I do. So I rap as different characters. That's gonna be one of the songs on the upcoming album, Idiosymphony.
Oh my goodness, we got a comment here that says, "Oh my God, I like his Filipino rapper the best." Right? He plays. He has this whole thing on Bruno Bars. You know how we have Bruno Lars, the singer, on Twitch things? We actually have... That's why if you ever guys... I'm talking to Twitch now. To you Twitch singers or Twitch sings streamers, sometimes when you see me in Bruno Bar... Oh my gosh, ready to go. In Bruno Lars's stream, sometimes I call him mistakenly Bruno Bars because I'm so used to Vince. Because Bruno Bars is someone that I knew before Larsy came. So it's really weird. Yeah, but
it's funny because Bruno Bars was my very first character. I do parody hip hop videos as Bruno Bars. And I created his own Instagram account, his own Facebook. And people thought he was a real person.
Yeah.
For a few months, people were calling me, asking me to perform as Bruno Bars. You know, I was doing that for a few months, but I said, you know what? I don't want to be this person for the rest of my career.
Yeah.
So that's why I started, you know, performing as different characters. I just didn't want to be that guy. A lot of people don't know Larry the Cable Guy is actually a character.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So. But he's that guy for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to, you know, I love that character, but I just didn't want to be that guy for the rest of my show business career.
You also have another character, the Namaste character. Tell us about that one.
Ned Namaste is a vegan yogi trap rapper. He used to be a dope dealer, but then he got woke and started becoming vegan and he became a yogi. So I have a music video for him called Vegan Potluck.
Oh, that's right.
So he's very hippie-ish. All he eats is plant-based foods.
I think we actually have that queued up. So do you guys want to take a look at that video real
quick?
You know what?
Let's show him a sample of like maybe the...
The vegan first potluck?
Yeah, vegan potluck.
Okay, let's go.
Namaste.
Good. Let's take a look at this real quick, guys.
Hi. I work really hard to write scripts for these videos, and we put a lot of effort into the editing process so that these videos are interesting and relevant and hopefully entertaining. My producers, Timu and Noe, want me to try new trends sometimes.
Is that noise coming from somewhere?
And I'm very resistant to trying new things and to participating in trends.
Scared me a minute. Here, you guys, real quick. Here it is. I'm like, where's that noise coming from? Oh, this is Nerds. I'm sorry. Let's go to vegan. We'll go to vegan potluck. Here we go, you guys.
Ned Namaste. He's the vegan yogi trap rapper.
Now we're showing the vegan video.
Ned Namaste. This is for my vegans. It's not a diet. This is a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Let us rap. All these rappers wanna be me, but they can't love. I ran through the woods.
Where do you find your talent?
I feed animals. Oh, I guess I've been rapping since I was about 13 years old. So it just came natural to me. And then to incorporate comedy into it, which is a fun thing to do.
Where do you find your background?
Oh, you're talking about the talent.
Yeah.
The background act. They're just friends and people I know.
Actually saw an open call that he had once on Facebook that anybody want to come be in a video? I was like, oh dang, I can't go.
Yeah, I always want you to be in a video.
I know. He always says, Annie, I want you to be in a video. I'm like, dang. And I'm never available. So this is just a sample of his vegan potluck. So you guys, I will So I will include that in the Discord, so you'll have all that information down in Discord. So be sure to check that out.
Okay. I want to show them the pimp video and then maybe New Mama.
Okay, we'll do New Mamas and then I'll queue up. Let me see.
How to be a pimp is the exact name of the song. If you look up, it'll pop up on YouTube. If you look, Vince Royale pimp.
Okay, let's take a look. That's a genius idea. Vegan woke trap rapper, right? That's what my friend just wrote. Go Eat Rice just wrote. She says, very brilliant, genius idea.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So for those that are into the vegan potluck and conscious community, they would appreciate Ned Namaste.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, he's very relevant to today, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is Notorious Bruno B, Vince Royale, New Mama, Big Papa Filipino parody. Here we go. Whoops, here we go. All right. Whoops, did I start it? No, apparently not. Here we go. So we're showing Pinoy Entertainment Presents Notorious B.
Oh, J
Check go eat out. Rice. You're going to hear his Born Filipino accent right here.
For the Philippines. Oh. I like that. Okay.
Okay.
To all the nurses in the place that's working late, allow me to bake, serve you a plate, make you buntis. Who
buntis.
Make food, potluck for all the mommies. The back of the club, karaoke where
the
you
vinegar.
Find me. Back of the
right?
club,
the nurses, right?
DJ scratching, mic passing, break dancing. Now my pants won't fit because I ate so much. Some palabok and pancit. Bucket, dig the meat and pocket. Why not? We steam up the pot.
Oh,
so the
Nanny
soup
Pacquiao.
Hot. Now check it. Fundy sells the bread I eat in bed. DFC
oh
on TV.
God.
Clean my kili kili. Oh. No need to be greedy.
Clean my
I got
kili
some
kili.
Friends, the dentists, overseas workers, nurse caretakers. Jump in the Uber and
nurses,
come over. Tell your friends, jump in the jeepney seat. Filipinos must eat.
Where did you I film this at?
A friend of mine let us borrow her restaurant. So we wanted to, like, you guys watch the old Biggie Smalls video, Big Papa?
Uh-huh.
That is like similar vibe to it. So we wanted to capture that same vibe, but the Bruno Bar is like a Filipino type of version of it.
Wait up immigration
asking. So it was like a tribute to that old video, but also a tribute to Filipino culture.
Absolutely.
Card, dollar sign. Husband she will find, then she leave it all behind.
It's Filipino girls.
Ask you what your interests are. You from US, she will make you smile. Put number on pile. You're gonna be here for a while. Gonna get my food, gonna get your food. We
that
can
Manny Pacquiao is classic.
Plans to leave, throw the keys to Tita B. Pull the truck up front, roll up the lumpia. Rice steam on the way to the telly, go fill my belly. Mm. Adobo plate, rice, eggs, and ube cake. So wait for a pew, cause in a pew,
I love the,
the
hat,
do,
the chain, the leather jacket. That's
belly,
nice touch, Vince.
To crib, watch
yeah, that was a tribute to the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
Wash your hands over there if you're a caretaker.
Love it when I see a new mama.
To the nurses getting money overtime for the honey.
Love it when I see a new mama.
Knock the baby
in the waist and you gain a little weight.
Wow.
Cause I see some nurses tonight to deliver your baby. Baby. Where you living, Bruno Bars? Manila, I'm renting. Pinoys are real.
Are you
and
living,
we're not
Bruno
pretending. In Philippines with a peso and a dream.
What?
Still sell bags, shirts, shorts, denim,
oh,
jeans.
What's the
open
name of that
clothes,
shirt?
Boxes
with the
clothes.
The rice shirt?
Money for the broke, please send
what's
it home.
The guys, the men?
Put this
place
they're called,
find the buried treasure. So rice I have to measure. However, living better now, living in a
very
house.
Traditional, you guys,
family
for men.
Family with Pinay girlfriends. Knox. Oi.
Oh.
Check it. Tell your friends to
call
my friends. Then we could be friends.
Then we can be friends.
Oi, psh, we can do this every weekend. Okay? Is that okay with you?
Don't spit out your drink, Annie.
Keep pushing.
We can do this every weekend.
Wash your hands over there.
I almost spit out my water.
You remember the original song? That was the part where Puff Daddy was going, we can do this every weekend.
I
say, what if, you know, you do it a little Filipino flavor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my god, this is hilarious.
So yeah, I'm just having fun with it.
Yeah.
I just do, like, I do a lot of parody videos as Bruno Bars. But with my other characters, I do original songs as well.
Okay.
So I do a mixture of parody and a mixture of parody and original music.
Right. Oh my goodness. It says. Okay, it's see-through from the Spaniard days because they wanted to make sure no knives were being held. Oh, is that what the shirt means? I had no idea. We have like a little bit of history on the Barong shirt for the men. That's interesting. I never even knew that. Okay, so you wanted to show one more video. The what is it?
Yeah, so the next one is called How to Be a Pimp, which is it features Peanut Butter, the Peanut Butter is my blind pimp character, and
How to Be a Pimp. Sorry.
Yeah, and then it has Rocky Scambucks the mobster.
Okay.
And then Eddie Logan the nerd. So they're basically teaching him how to be a pimp. They're telling him, how to get the girls.
All right, guys. Here's this one.
How to
be a pimp. starting with Eddie at the computer.
And all this is in my upcoming album, Idiosymphony, which drops next week, guys.
Oh, you guys, Idiosymphony drops next week.
Yes.
So be sure to check it out.
The very first comedy rap album.
Pippin', baby.
Oh, I remember you showed this at the Improv, at the Brea Improv.
Yes.
Peanut butter, I be in the mix, man. Walk in the room, peanut these hoes wanna strip dance. Show you how to hypnotize with my pimp trance. Leave your blind diamonds on my wristband. Super fly dog, won't be my nickname.
Oh my,
you a hoe, I'll show you how to get paid. Rick James on the mic with a slick game.
Rick Granddaddy Max
gave me the pimp cane. I don't believe a word what a hoe say.
White Bronco, get away like right? OJ. Yep.
They want nothing but the money.
My go-eat
in the
rice girlfriend
rolls.
Knows. Smell it. She's relevant. She knows all this stuff.
Love shopping, the name brand clothes. Get the head in and paid damn toes. No, you get nothing but a food stamp.
EBT.
Ramen noodles, tuna fish, and a soup can.
Ramen noodles, tuna fish.
Second, you gotta get cologne. Third, you gotta get this dough. We show you how to pimp these. First of all, you gotta switch the clothes.
Poor Eddie.
Each of my characters have their own unique identity and personality.
Yeah.
And it shows in the album and the musical
I'm
and
the
style
mobster, boss, king.
That you're going to hear.
My gangster and kiss
this is Rocky.
The gold ring. I got billions of past
Rocky
to my offspring. I'm in Dubai,
close
wheels like a door hinge. Money, got women wet like a broke sink. I want doubles, cash over adult twins. I'm banging out some model chicks in Newport. 50 mil, that's how much my jewels cost. Women love my convertible Jaguars. I got mansions, tigers in my backyard.
How long does it take you to like film
so much
a video?
Money every day, got a new
about two,
broad.
3 days.
Lamborghinis, wings
yeah,
be the
like
two
long
doors.
Hours,
I'm the type to drag race in the new Porsche.
So we have a question here for you, Vince. Do you make your own beats,
man,
too?
I got
if so, what program do you use?
What you do,
I know, that part, I actually have producers, friends of mine that just come in and they help me out with the production, so I don't make my own beats. I do know how to make beats every now and then, but I'd rather utilize more talented beat makers.
Leave it to the beat makers, right?
You just, yeah, my thing is I'm a writer. I'm a comic, I'm a rapper, so that's my style, my forte, but every now and then I'll make my own beat, but it doesn't come out the way I want it to sound. You know, I'd rather leave that to the professional producers. I'm working with a great producer right now. His name's DJ Zoll. He tours with, I don't know if you guys know, this underground rapper named Sage Francis, but he's very well known in the hip-hop community. He's been touring for decades, but Zoll's he's a great producer. I've been blessed to work with him. Too, and a couple of other producers.
So now I've seen Vince in person on stage when he's doing his live performances. He actually he incorporates a lot of this music already and in his characters, and he transforms on stage. So all the characters that you see here in these videos, he transforms into them while on stage, and he'll switch back and forth. And that's what's really kind of cool about this, because you don't see that much anymore, or you see some variations of it, but you know, not to this extent. And this is why I think it, you know, like my friend Go Eat Rice says, it's working, and we 100% believe that it's working really well.
I'm just having fun with it. You know, I feel that I've been inspired, you know, by music, by comedy. I love doing characters, so I try to fuse all of them. And if I'm having fun, I feel like if I'm having fun, the audience is going to have fun as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what's your favorite part, or what's your favorite role? What's your favorite character that you like?
My favorite character? I don't know. They're all a part of me. So that's the thing. Like, people think like I made these characters up. They're just little areas of my personality that I've actually just magnified, you know? Like Bruno Bars represents my Filipino cultural upbringing, Eddie, my socially awkward side, the nerd character in me, Rocky Scambox. I grew up around Brooklyn in New Jersey, that East Coast street knowledge. That's the peanut butter, the very, you know, in my younger days, I was a womanizer. Peanut butter's a very gluttonous, machismo type of person. That, you know, I grew out of that, but that was also part of me. Ned Namaste, that's my conscious side, my my more woke side of me, I guess you can call it. Billy Bob Buckley, these are redneck, which represents to me being in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they're all parts of me. So I don't have a favorite one because they're all actually a part of who I am. They're all right. One. So people think like, oh, you made these characters. No, this is everything I experienced in life.
Yeah.
You know, they're just exaggerated and exaggerated versions of myself.
So we have a question. Are you ever going to try any female characters?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I can't say no or not, but yeah. Yeah, I think every person has a masculine, feminine, you know, but I've never thought about it because I can't see. The thing is with my characters, I could, I play with their voices. You know, I don't sound like a sexy female. The most high pitched my voice goes is Eddie, the nerd.
Well,
I mean, if it makes sense, yeah. But I'm not a big fan of like auto tuning my voice or anything like that. All my voices as I rap with is basically different variations of my vocal tone. I'm able to play with it musically.
Right.
And I'm able to, like I said, just incorporate the different personas and play with the voice, my voice, to make it sound like a collaboration of different rappers.
Got it. So they were saying, you could name your character Anti-Mercedes Royale. Yeah. That would be funny.
I mean, it's already been done. There's like a dozen comedians that, you know, dress up as women. So I was like, I'm just doing what I feel is uniquely myself. I'm not opposed to it. Like I said, it's just it's more of a musical or comedic thing in my.
So now what's coming up new for you besides, let's talk a little bit about your Cooking on High. I know that was a very recent series that you were on.
Yeah.
And I actually saw like one or two episodes of that.
So I'm on a Netflix show, a Netflix original called Cooking on High. It's a cannabis infused cooking. They have celebrity chefs that are competing against each other, cooking these cannabis infused dishes. And they have judges, like musicians, comedians. I'm one of the judges that actually allows, so basically I taste the food. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I got to taste the food and tell them if I like it or not. Yeah, so.
Could you feel the effect right away?
Yeah, I was blasted by it was like 10-hour shoots. And they kept feeding us. I volunteered because, you know what? Free food, cannabis infused. I'm going to be feeling nice. I was pretty blasted after every filming.
That's right, because they film like one episode after the other, right? Like a total of 2 or 3 years or so like that.
Yeah. And it was pretty fun, though. I got to meet some great comedians, some great chefs, some great characters. So I met some good friends filming that show. So we did one season. Hopefully it gets picked up for another season. But
I thought it was interesting.
The producer called me. How that happened was the producer saw me performing, I think, at a comedy club. And he enjoyed my comedy. So they contacted me and said, hey, you want to be on the show where you eat cannabis infused food? And I said, wait a minute, you're gonna feed me and it has weed in it and you're gonna pay me? I said, how could you turn that away?
Right. Oh my goodness. We have a comment here that says, if he's going into an area that's not too familiar with Filipino culture, how is the reaction?
It's you know, I've been touring the country for almost a decade now, and I'm blessed enough to be able to adapt to each region. So there's a lot of, like, if I do a show like in Montana or somewhere in Ohio, they don't know what a Filipino is. So obviously my Bruno Bars character is not gonna work, and that type of content's not gonna work. So I'm blessed to be able to just channel like a buckwheat, Bruno, my hillbilly character.
Yeah.
I'm able to adjust. So, but that's all trial and error, though. That's from me being able to travel and learn meet people from different all walks of life and different lifestyles. It actually allowed me to grow as a performer and as a comedian.
Yeah. What about what about in the Filipino community? When you go, have you been back to the Philippines with Bruno Bars?
No, character? Not yet. I've been. Yet. Okay. You know, it's funny because I was born in Manila. I came here when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I sounded exactly like Bruno Bars when I was a kid. And I had, I was so traumatized by the kids making fun of me and the accent that all I did was watch like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro movies. And that's how I learned English pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you learned all the gangster words, that's for sure.
And listening to hip hop music. So that was my school of how to.
Of English. So
that's how I picked up lyricism real early at a young age. Because I listen to a lot of music, a lot of hip hop, but no, I haven't been back to the Philippines since I was 7 years old. So I want to go back. When I perform as Bruno Bars in the States, in the U.S., it's well received by not only by Filipinos, even non-Filipinos that enjoy Bruno Bars, which is blew my mind because I didn't know people would enjoy that character. But I perform as Bruno Bars in front of Blacks, Latinos, Caucasians, and the other Asians, and they love them. So, which is pretty, because every person knows somebody who likes, who's a Filipino, who works at a hospital, somewhere.
Right. We're so service oriented.
it's kind of like, people always come up to me and be like, I have a friend of mine. She always brings pancit to work. That's why I like Bruno Bars because, she always brings the lumpia and pancit to work.
Because Bruno Bars is so relatable, right?
I didn't know that. That blew my mind. So that was pretty, I was testing him out in front of different people. So non-Filipinos enjoy him. So when I do, when I do smaller towns, I try to observe my audience and try to read the audience, and I choose which character to do or what comedy material to perform in front of that audience. So I'm able to just try to adjust.
But do you have a set already in mind? Like you kind of know that you want to go on stage doing this, but then as you were saying, when you're on stage, do you like flip at any given time and go, wait, I just maybe quickly.
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I prepare a set, but sometimes it always doesn't go as planned.
Yeah.
So I'll start to improvise or something. Well, I'm the type, I'm very interactive and I'm easily distracted. So if somebody yells out something or somebody just gets up and walks or somebody, I'll improvise.
Yeah.
So now one set, if you see me once, it's going to be a different performance the second time you see me. I do a lot of improvisation on stage and I play around with the audience a lot. I do. So I do have like a set list, but like I said, it's not always, I don't always follow through.
Now, you guys, I used to work at the Brea Improv. Actually, I still do. I still kind of work at the Brea Improv. Now, being at the Brea Improv here in California, Southern California, Vince packs a house. Like once they told me, I think it was the staff that just says, do you think he'll pack the house? And I go, Vince? Yeah, he'll pack the house. And he did. That room was completely full. I think at one point we even had to maybe even turn some patrons away, but people come because they find his characters so relatable, and obviously comic relief, right? Comic the comedy or comic delivery, everything about it is just super funny, and when he comes on stage and he does his quick changes and whatnot, and then he also uses a few band, like live band members, right? You have
sometimes I use a live band, but lately I've been using my boy DJ Icy Ice.
Okay.
He helps me transition. He plays I transition, and when I rap as different characters, he helps me to switch, to change up. Sometimes I do the live band, but lately I've been going back to the roots of hip hop. I like the DJ as that fun feel. Awesome. Yeah, I've been blessed to actually develop a local following in Southern California, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like I have different areas actually where I have like a small following, so I've been blessed to
have to. You ever gone back to Jersey with your characters?
Yeah, I got a chance to perform, and I try to go back every 6 months because my mom still lives in Jersey City.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still have family in Jersey City and New York. So I try to go at least twice a year. And when I do go back, I do perform at a comedy club somewhere.
Right. Awesome. Now, you said that we talked a little about your Netflix series, and you think we're hoping that it'll get picked up for a second series. What else is coming up in the future for you, Vince?
Well, I have other things I'm working on. Like I said, my album's dropping, Idio Symphony, my first comedy rap album, which will be next week. It's going to be available for digital download. And also, I'll have physical copies, too. I'm still a big fan of CDs because, I don't know, I love the artwork.
Yeah.
I'm the type, you know, I grew up and I used to want to buy the CD and read all the credits and, you know, the photos and the inserts.
I
have my second, maybe in the second part, which is the Character Flaws project. I'm going to wait about 6 to 8 months to drop that. That's a whole new album also with a whole different content.
Right.
I'm writing a few scripts, TV pilot. I'm working on a cartoon. So I got a couple things going on. And then I'm just trying to perform in different places all over the country.
I'm going to open up some questions and answers to chat. So if you guys want to do exclamation point join the same way that you would if you were to join a queue, you can still join the queue and ask a questions. We got a few more minutes and then where we'll have Vince. So if you have any questions besides Go Eat Rice, who's asking all the lovely, beautiful questions earlier, if there's anybody else that has any questions, please type exclamation point join and ask your question right in there. And then what can you tell maybe like aspiring comics or whoever, entertainers, you know, that want to get into this field, that want to go into maybe acting or comedy or even music, what would you tell them?
I've been doing, like I said, I've been writing songs, writing rap since I was a kid. I just started doing stand-up maybe 10 years ago. You know, like I feel like I'm still, even though I've had a few accomplishments, I'm still on the verge. So it's a constant hustle. And it's like, you have to treat it like a full-time job.
Right.
If you're doing this just as a hobby, then that's fine. It's always great to follow your passion and follow your heart. But just keep in mind that if you want to make any progress, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. And, you know, dealing with a lot of road bumps also.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of disappointments. Like, through the years I've been doing this, I've had rejections from different auditions. People tell me, oh, that's not going to work, this or that. And so what I did was I just developed my own lane. I created my own path. I said, there are like people who tell me that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do stand-up and rap or do characters. That's, you know, that's like a sketch show. But to me, I was like, I'm a fan of all that.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of, I grew up, you know, watching Saturday Night Live, Mad TV,
right.
I grew up around hip hop, and I miss that kind of content. So I've always focused on just creating my own lane. So if you're an artist, you know, definitely put in 150%, you know, because you'll get discouraged, because people will reject you, but at the same time, it's like, it's all subjective. One person that may not like your content, who cares? There's 7 billion people in the world.
You know,
somebody's gonna like your content and appreciate what you do as an artist.
Yeah.
So don't get, you know, don't focus on the negative.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's gonna like, but it's okay because there's gonna be a ton of other people that's gonna enjoy and appreciate what you do.
Awesome.
So it's just about, you know, just following your heart, following your passion, and treat it like a business. You know, doing this, I feel like I'm the CEO of my own business. Even though I'm an entertainer, I still have to take control and be responsible for my career path. I can't sit around and wait for somebody to book my shows for me.
Oh, you know? Right. That's true.
I can't wait for somebody to get me an audition or get me a Twitch interview.
Wow, are you waiting a long time? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Ink Mr. Limpet, why don't you go ahead and type in your question real quick? I have a question for Vince. Now the question just slipped my mind. Go ahead and type your question into in the chat, Levon, and we'll ask him. Oh my goodness, what was the question? Oh, so you have to have like thick skin basically in this business, right? Because
there's no one way to do it. There's no one path. You know, right now we have the internet. You know, that's a resource we never used to have before. With this day and age, you can create a following, you can create your own niche, you know, create your own content.
Right.
Before, you had to rely solely on radio and television to market or brand yourself as an artist or as an entertainer. Yeah. You have full control of your career now. It's like there's no excuse to not do this. You know, right. If you have a passion for it, you know, do it, but make sure you put 150% into it and don't worry about rejection or the fear of not being able to succeed. I've always had this independent spirit about me. When I watched a lot of artists, you know, I watched a lot of independent artists and major mainstream artists. And so what I'm learning is, like, you ever hear stories about like these artists that go bankrupt, mm-hmm, or go broke after they sell like 1 million or 2 million records? And it's crazy because, and then you'll hear about an independent artist who'll sell like 10,000 records and have more money than an artist who went double platinum.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's all perception. Okay. So it's like, okay, it's how you define your success. Do you really want to be, to me, it's like, I'm okay. If I have 5,000 people that buy my album, 10,000 people, I'll be okay, because there's people out there that still appreciate what I do.
Right.
And I'm still able to monetize and still sustain and support myself.
Right.
Perfect. And then, so basically learning how to, it took me years to master and work on my craft. But after a certain point, you have to like really be like, you know what? I've been working on this for years. How do I monetize this? And how do I treat this like a business? And that's what it becomes. It becomes, you become a brand now. You become something that people enjoy. And you can't, like, you know, you can't disrespect yourself as an artist.
That's true.
You have to be like, if you work hard, it's okay. You know, a lot of people have a hard time doing that. Hard time branding and monetizing on what you do. You put all the blood, you put a lot of work, blood, sweat, and tears on what you do. Yeah. It's okay to learn how to, you know, put yourself out there and treat yourself like you're self-employed, and this is your baby. This is your business.
Right. This is your bread and butter. So we have a couple questions here. So Levon Inc. Mr. Limpet is asking, he came in a little bit late. So where do we find your schedule? And then who were the guys or gals that you watched growing up that made you want to get into the business?
As far as comedy or music?
Either.
Either one. I've always loved all kind of, like, I grew up around hip hop. So I love all the 90s golden hip hop era. That was my inspiration. I love that. I love different music genres, from classic rock to, and as far as comedy, I loved Jim Carrey. Is one of my, I love Jim Carrey. Yeah. You know, I miss the character. I mean, he inspired me to do characters. Steve Martin.
Yeah, classic. You know,
mm-hmm. Steve Martin, actually, I read his book, and he said in his book, his advice was, if you do everything, it means like if you can sing, if you can act, if you can do comedy. So that's basically, I took a page off his book. I said, you know what? I can rap, I can act, I can do comedy. I'm just, you know, I mean, that's how I'll pack, you know, I package myself. I said, you know, I'm gonna put myself out there. This is all the talents I do. Why limit yourself? I used to be scared that my comedy peers would think I'm a variety act. You know, they're not, be like, well, he's not a real comedian because he does all these other things. You know, so don't worry about what other people think. And that's what I'm learning. It's like, this is what I love to do, and this is what I can do. And that's what makes you unique as an artist, as an individual.
I love that.
And I love the regular stand-ups too, like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Jim Gaffigan. All those guys I looked up to,
but
I know that, I know they're definitely an inspiration.
Yeah. We have another question, and this one is from Go Eat Rice. Her question is, being raised by Asian parents myself, they would never support me in arts. Got to be a doctor or a lawyer. Did you ever encounter that with your family? And did they freak out when you said you wanted to be an artist?
Absolutely. I still get that now. You know what I'm saying? I've been on television. I've toured the country. And my mother's like, so you still don't want to be a nurse? I'm like, really, Ma? Like, I've been, you know, I've supported myself all these years, you know, as an artist. It's I think it's just culture.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing with a lot of like, you know,
it's true.
Non-American parents. They don't see you. They don't see it as a job.
True.
Because, oh, yeah, the work is not supposed to be fun. I think that's how they think. They think, yeah, like, if you're having fun, that's not work. You're supposed to go to school for 10 years.
Yeah, sure. You're supposed to have like 10 jobs by now, right? But
you're supposed to get your degree and work for somebody.
Yeah.
And, it's understandable. A lot of, you know, when you come from an immigrant family and that's how they know, that's how they see success. It's basically programmed into a lot of people's minds that the only way to succeed in America is to go that route.
Right.
Which is nothing wrong with that. People, I feel like if you're happy with what you do, pursue that.
Yeah.
If you're great at being a nurse, doctor, lawyer, as long as you love what you do, do it. Don't do it for money or don't do it because your parents want you to do it.
Right.
It has to be something you love. I can never live my life thinking that, oh, you know what? What if I try this or that?
Right.
That to me, I can't live with regret. And I always try to tell people to follow your passion and follow your heart. We have this opportunity, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a robot or a zombie and feel like I didn't follow my sole purpose.
Agreed. So the comment is, they meaning the Filipinos, or you know, the old school thinking is they think that you're cheating at life. We have a comment here that says that you're very inspiring, and we all agree. Are there any other questions in chat that we'd like to ask Vince?
Thank you guys. I appreciate all of you, and I hope you guys just do what you love and continue to, you know, don't feed into what people box you into. You know, do what you feel in your heart is what's going to make you happy. You know, you're not out there to please people. If you live your life trying to make other people happy, you're not truly going to be happy or at peace with yourself.
True.
And I had to learn that the hard way. For a long time, I had to like really try not to make my family or my parents happy. I love them to death. But at the same time, it's like, this is my life. This is what makes me happy. And this is where I see myself. This is where what I see myself doing for years to come is to bring joy and happiness and entertain people, and it's love that I'm spreading, you know, and that brings me joy. So I mean, if you're a plumber and that brings you joy, and do it yourself, man. If you do taxes for a living, as long as you love what you're doing, you know,
right,
I don't knock anybody with a regular job.
Yeah,
you know, it's basically just following your heart and what you feel like you're gifted with.
Vince, are we going to see you on Twitch Things? You going to join us on Twitch Things? Do you know what it is?
I don't know. I'm so Twitch ignorant, but I'm going to start stop messing with it, and I'll learn how to learn to play with it.
But
if you guys are on other social media platforms, though, I am I'm an Instagram addict, so I'm always on IG. I'm on Facebook. Haven't logged on to Twitter for a few months now, so I probably need to activate that again.
That's what's
frustrating about being an entertainer, a public figure. You got to be on top of social media, all that. So that's the only annoying part about this.
No, I'm just kidding. I know. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about Twitch Things, because that's how this community that's watching right now, the majority of everybody in this community that's watching are from the Twitch Sings community. It's an app, or it's a game that we download, and then we actually go in and sing songs. Like I could lay open up a seed to, you know, to a duet. I'll sing part one, and then you come in and then you complete the duet with part two, let's say. So, and you could do the other way around. You could open part one and I can sing part two, so that kind of stuff. And this is how this community is growing, and it's such a welcoming community. So if you I can help you get started on that, Vince. So
that would be great.
It would be
awesome. I'd love to connect with more people, because I realize that I have followers on Instagram that are not on Facebook.
Right.
Or if I have, you know, YouTube followers or people on Twitter. So, no, it'd be great to connect with people on Twitch Things.
Awesome.
Well, it certainly exposed you to a larger audience real quick. Agreed. I 100% agree to that, because this audience, because there's so many categories, Vince, there's like just chatting, there's podcasts and talk shows, there's Twitch sings, there's so many, and so many branches, like people are like in different. Any talks, any talks. Thank you for the follow. Thank you. There's so many different branches that people can funnel out to, and there's so much exposure here. So this is why I'm thinking that,
well, I was, you know, totally ignorant about Twitch. I thought Twitch was just for like gaming nerds.
Well, that's what I thought too. And that's then I thought, come to
like,
find out.
I don't want to go with Twitch. I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm that World of Warcraft, Fortnite type of kid.
Well, I mean, there are people that do play it, but the majority of, like I said, all of us that are here in this community, in this stream right now, are majority from Twitch sings, but other categories as well. But we all are a very, very, you know, welcoming community, and we all basically help each other. And this community is so vast, and it grows so quickly. So if it's something that you're interested, we'd love to have you come on. And this is a great way for all of us to get to know you, and maybe even get to sing a couple songs that we would never be able to do, like, you know, and awesome. Any other place. So,
well, I've had a lot of fun. This is a new fun experience for me, and I really appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for,
for
introducing me to your followers and listeners.
Absolutely,
you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for, like, you know, even taking your time from your day to listen to Annie talk to myself. Yeah, if you guys want to come to a show, just message me on any of the social media platforms. I'll be more than happy to give you some tickets or
awesome. You know. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Vince has got to go get on his set very, very soon. But if there are no other questions, I thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you, Vince, for being here. Truly, truly appreciate it. Always thank a pleasure you. Visiting with you. And I'm going to come out and see you in Ontario for sure. So
thank you, guys. August 28th, come see me. Ontario awesome. Improv.
Thank you. Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vince.